sounds quite a fine line to tread between knowing enough and not making too much fuss. Can you give me some examples?
I'm trying to think of a good way to express that, actually. My father would say, if I was going out for the day, "Have you got your insulin, Emma?" as I'm about to walk out the door. And I think, of course I've got my insulin, you know, it's second nature. Whereas Ian would probably not say, "Have you got your insulin?" but go, "Oh, are we going to be having lunch out?" More like a leading question. So if I'm going to know I'm going to be having lunch out, then I know I'm going to have my insulin. That kind of thing. In the same way that I would never say to him, "Have you got your asthma inhaler?" as we're about to walk out the door. But if he went, "Oh, I haven't got my inhaler," I'd just turn the car around and go back and collect it without a huge panic.
Has your diabetes limited your activities in any way?
For me, not really. If I'd have been a really, really sporty person wanting to do mad skydiving and that kind of thing, I think I might have been slightly disappointed. There's only really one thing I can think of that I'm really, really disappointed that I can't do, and that's scuba diving, because I would love to do that. But other than, I mean, that's just one small thing. If you think of other problems other people have, lack of scuba diving is not really that bad.
And have there been any changes in your treatment in recent years?
My treatment's really just plodded along as it has been. The only major change is that I changed from Actrapid insulin to Humalog insulin, which is a Lispro fast-acting, even more fast-acting than the last one, which means it's even better for me because it just works so much faster.
And how do you see the future?
The only thing in the future that I'm a bit apprehensive about is obviously if I want to go ahead and have children at some point, because you've got to be really careful with your diabetes, make sure everything's running spot on for quite some time before you can even consider trying for a baby. And obviously the whole way through the pregnancy, it's not just my health that's going to be at risk if the diabetes isn't right, it would be the unborn baby as well. And that is probably the scariest thing I can think of. But if I handle things properly when the time comes, it's just going to mean extra planning, which other people don't have to think about.
Have medical staff talked to you about what it would be like to be pregnant and have a baby?
I think they're kind of nervous to ask in case you're not at all interested, or you go, "My God, no, not for at least another 10 years. I've asked sort of tentative questions, you know, how much time really do you need to have your blood sugars absolutely perfect before you can even contemplate trying for a family, and I think the information is all there for when I want it, but I don't want to know too much about it now because I'm not planning a child right now this minute. Yeah, I think medically it's all there for me. My friend does keep telling me if you have children, people with diabetes apparently have massive babies and it's a real problem, but that's just an old wives' tale, I think, because nobody in the medical profession has actually told me that one.